We're obviously not sitting in this building tonight if it's not for Herb Cole. He was so giving, but for a man that, you know, was a senator and had the financial wealth that he had, you would never know it by talking to him. Really humble, really just had a very giving heart. The field house is great, but in order to stay, you know, relevant and take the jump that this program did, that allowed us to compete nationally.
One of the country's leading businessmen, as well as a United States Senator, Herb Cole also distinguished himself as one of the NBA's most respected governors during his nearly 30 years as the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Back in 1985, the Bucks were facing an uncertain future, so Cole, a lifelong native of Milwaukee, purchased the franchise, stabilizing the organization while ensuring the team would not relocate. In 1988, he was elected to the United States Senate, eventually serving four terms and becoming the only senator to also be a professional sports team owner. Cole was always deeply committed to the city of Milwaukee and to civic and educational causes throughout the state of Wisconsin.
For me, reading has been the key to a successful life and a good life, so I cannot say enough about the importance of reading in the lives of young people.
Under his stewardship, the Bucks became an important pillar of the community.
It's been made abundantly clear to them, and they have embraced the concept that this is Milwaukee's team and that their participation in the NBA is in Milwaukee. We have a great, great organization of people, and I've been overjoyed at working with them for all these years.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to be seated. We will be starting our program in just a couple of minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Paschke. Welcome. I had the privilege, with so many others, to work with Senator Cole and the Milwaukee Bucks. I say work with, as that is how he approached it. He treated us like family. We were always a team. Senator Cole was a true servant leader, unfailingly putting others before self. He lived a life we all admired and a life that we can certainly emulate. I am honored to be with you here today as we remember and celebrate a great man and a truly remarkable life. This next hour is our send-off for a man that we all loved. As we begin, we collectively extend our heartfelt condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the entire Cole family. Thank you for sharing Herb with us all these years. Thank you for an excellent turnout today, given the weather. We appreciate you joining us and for your outpouring of support. You have traveled from near and far. I think Senator Cole probably ordered our weather today so that fewer people would fawn over him. We welcome those of you who are joining us on the live stream, Bucks.com, and also on local stations. We appreciate you being with us. We thank our sign language interpreters from ACT Interpreting, Lee Wisnant and Jill Kina Han Cry. All segments of Senator Cole's life are beautifully represented by your presence today. We have contingents of past and present Milwaukee Bucks business and basketball staff. The ownership group is represented today, current and former players, and of course, those touched by Senator Cole's unending philanthropy, and many of you from the world of politics. The senator positively impacted so many across his wide spectrum of engagement. I'm told just this morning, President Biden called and offered his heartfelt condolences to the family. We start by welcoming the elected officials who are with us. We will also mention some who could not be here because of the weather. We thank you for joining us today. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Governor Tony Evers, and First Lady Kathy Evers. Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Dallet, State Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, Dr. Jill Underley, Wisconsin State Assembly Minority Leader, Representative Greta Neubauer, Milwaukee County Executive David and Erica Crowley, District Attorney John Chisholm, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Racine Mayor Corey and Rebecca Mason, and those who intended to be with us and could not make it today. We recognize former Governor Jim Doyle and former First Lady Jessica Doyle, Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Supreme Court Justice Jill Karofsky, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Thank you all for being with us. All segments of Senator Cole's life will be beautifully represented, and we will hear from people who knew him very well. As past chair of the Wisconsin State Democratic Party, Senator Cole would be honored by all of the past state Democratic chairs who are also here today, and we welcome you and thank you for coming as well. We will hear some beautiful tributes. But to start things off, let's watch a video that includes footage of Senator Cole, footage that until today has not been seen. Senator Cole.
When I grew up, education was the most important thing in our family. Maybe because my parents came from Europe as immigrants and had no formal education. And we were so fortunate to be raised in a home where education was the most important thing that they emphasized, talked about, and required from us. So it goes way back to when I was very young and came about as a result of my folks and their background. When I got elected to the U.S. Senate, I began to think about what I wanted to start giving back to our state. Education, of course, was foremost in my mind from the way I grew up and how it had enabled me to become successful. So I thought an educational foundation would be a good way to start giving back to the people of Wisconsin all the good things that have happened to me. And the foundation has come to fruition. Having the chance to be here with you, winners, and your family and your friends to celebrate educational excellence is a very important day for you and a very important day for me. It recognizes outstanding students, outstanding teachers, outstanding principals as they go about their work to make the lives of other people better. Education is the very foundation of our society, of our civilization. We must have well-educated people if we're going to preserve our democracy. If you're going to have elections and people who are going to make decisions, you need for them to be well-informed. Part of being well-informed is to be well-educated. And so it's paramount. If we do a good job of educating our people, then our democracy can go on and be successful. But if we don't, there's great peril. I think we see much of that in today's world. But I believe in education. I know how important it is. That is a never-ending job that we have, particularly in a democracy. And in my small way, I'd like to set an example. When you think about it, if you're lucky enough or fortunate enough to amass some level of resources, what do you do with it if you don't give it away? So I'd rather give it away for good reasons and good purposes and then leave it when I'm gone to continue the work, trying to do good things not only in education but in other ways, most all of it in the state. And I'm so grateful to be able to do it. I know how lucky I am. Most of it has come as a result of living here in the state, working here in the state with people in Wisconsin. And so I give back. But I think most everybody would do it if they were in my situation. You know, everybody wants to do whatever they can to make this world a better place. And in my own small way, I have tried to do that too.
We knew you would enjoy that. Thank you. Laquita Caldwell is an educator who inspires young people. She has been one of the recipients of Herb Kohl's commitment to connecting young people to Washington, D.C. She is also a Milwaukee artist, especially when it comes to the spoken word. When Laquita learned of Senator Kohl's passing, she put her thoughts into a beautiful tribute. Please welcome Laquita Caldwell.
Good afternoon. When I started to think about former Senator Herb Kohl, I thought about something that my mentor told me. It's not what you say about yourself, it's what others say. I stand here today as one of the seeds that he planted. But I also stand here on behalf of the thousands of youth that he impacted through his generosity. It's not because he had to do it. It's because he thought it was the right thing to do. And I'm so forever grateful for all of the impact he's made on me as a staff who serves kids every day and on behalf of the thousands of young people who serve and live in the great state of Wisconsin. The title of my piece is The Fruit of Service. In the realm of time where destinies unfold, you, with unwavering commitment, planted seeds, stories yet untold. With hands of compassion, you reshaped our collective fate, a constant source of light, unburdened by the weight. Generations embrace the illumination of your wisdom. Across the vast expanse of the nation, through night and day's kingdom, your influence, a potent force, resonated strong and clear, a symphony of transformation echoing far and near. As a catalyst for dreams, you carved unconventional ways, empowering hearts in the face of life's complex maze. Guidance and wisdom served as a compass true, navigating courses anew, crafting dreams through and through. Your tireless reach transcended the confines of borders. Lessons blurred state lines, dissolving divisive orders. Lives touched, passions ignited, ablaze radiant and bold. A brilliance similar to the boundless warmth of sunshine gold. From a vantage of inspiration, your position served high, uplifting souls, setting hearts ablaze with purpose in the sky, a lasting mark etched in the fabric of time, a legacy enduring, a rhythm harmonious and sublime. Seeds once sown have grown into a garden vast, bearing fruits of progress, a vibrant and evolving contrast. Your spirit lingers beyond the fading breath of life, a testament to resilience conquering mortality's strife. Former Senator Herb Cole, we echo your dedication with gratitude for nurturing dreams, for a hope renewed. Compassion and grace, the tools that wrought change, a single embrace capable of a world rearranged. In reflection, gratitude for the profound impact you gave, seeds of belief in a world destined to be saved. May your legacy shine in the deepest of nights, a brighter tomorrow where dreams take limitless flights. Your work flows like a river where wisdom eternally flows. Seeds of hope, a flourishing domain of the human soul, an eternal refrain of the human soul. Thank you. Thank you for the great impact that thousands' lives touched, a statesman and a leader deeply cherished and deeply clutched. In the ever-expanding garden of time, your bloom never fades. Former Senator Herb Cole, in our hearts, your legacy forever laid. In our hearts, your legacy forever laid. Thank you.
Thank you, Lakita. That was wonderful. Herb Cole was known for many things. He was a business leader, former Bucks owner, of course, a senator, and a philanthropist. What you may not know is that he was a classically trained pianist with a great appreciation for music and the arts. Members of the Milwaukee Symphony have joined us today to play some of Herb's favorite pieces. We begin with a selection from French composer Claude Debussy. Thank you so much. Some people truly need no introduction. He is, of course, Alan H. Bud Selig, Commissioner Emeritus of Major League Baseball. He is here today as a lifelong friend of Senator Cole. Herb cherished his friendship with Bud, which started between two young boys, carried through college as roommates at Wisconsin, and continued through decades of their wondrous personal and professional lives. A friendship of more than 80 years. Please welcome Mr. Bud Selig.
I know that this is a sad day for all of us, and I must say I feel it with all my heart. Saying goodbye to Herb after more than 80 years of saying hello and so many more welcoming and positive words is really difficult. My friendship with Herb was a long and wonderful journey. When we first met, we were 6 years old. We were living on the west side of Milwaukee and attending Sherman School. We became instant friends and would go to school together. One day, his father would drive us. The next day, my father would drive us. We were both into sports and would play after school. One day, late in the afternoon, on April 12th, 1945, we were playing a game called Strikeout against the wall at Sherman School. When we noticed both our mothers walking towards us with a great deal of sadness on their faces. FDR just died, they told us, and Herb and I remembered that moment and used to talk about it. A year or so later, while still at Sherman School, we were playing baseball against each other. Now I'm going to tell a story, Joanne, for the 8,000th time. Herb loved this story, and when I get done with it, many of you have probably heard it because he told it everywhere. We were sixth graders at the time. I was the captain of my team, and Herb was the captain of his. He had fun with his story, got lots of laughs at my expense, which was okay. I brought in a kid named Jack Halzer, may his soul rest in peace, to pitch for my team. Herb wanted to know who this kid was. Where'd he come from? Herb, he was a classmate. Well, many have said Herb was intense, and this story proves it. He couldn't get a hit off my pitcher. We won the game, and I think we beat him by more than 20 runs. And for years, he'd accused me of being a ringer. He told a story because he said he wanted people to know that here's a man they hired as a commissioner of baseball to protect baseball's integrity. And look what he did. Now, I will admit to you in retrospect that Jack did look a little older than 12. From Sherman School, we attended Steuben Junior High and then Washington. After we graduated, I went to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, while Herb first attended the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. We kept talking to each other over the phone, and after one semester, he came to Madison. We had both joined Pi Lam fraternity. We roomed together in our last year and a half in college. We both majored in American institutions, which was a combination of American history and political science, and took many of the same courses. However, this will tell you something about him and me. The only difference, he'd take all the classes at 7:45 in the morning. I took the same class at 4:30 in the afternoon. After graduation, we went our separate ways, but remained close friends, always keeping in contact. I joined my father's automobile business, as many of you know, got involved with baseball. Herb went to Harvard Business School, where he earned a master's, and of course, as you all know, he eventually went into his family business and then to politics and sports. I've often been asked if I was surprised that he became a politician and then an owner of the Bucks. My answer is no. From early on, he loved sports, but always wanted to do public service. Always. He was a man, and I say this carefully, of great loyalty and intensity. He had a great feeling for people. I remember a time he and I used to meet at a Big Boy out on Highway 100 for dinner often, and he'd go to one of his places and then come to my office, but he introduced me to all of his employees. He knew everyone's name. He had a personal and positive word to say about each one, a remarkable trait. He was incredibly devoted to the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. That was evident throughout his years in the Senate, as well as during his tenure as owner of the Bucks. In my long career as commissioner, I dealt with club owners throughout my career. And I can tell you there were always owners who conducted frenetic searches to move their teams to greener pasture. History, of course, is replete with those examples, one of which, of course, was the move of the Brooklyn Dodgers to Los Angeles. But here you had Herb, whose loyalty to his city and state was not only beyond reproach, it was aberrational. There is no doubt that he could have sold his team for a fortune. Yet his only goal was to keep the Bucks in Milwaukee, and he sacrificed willingly to do so. Once he sold the Bucks, as you know, he gave $10 million to his team's employees. I remember him telling me that. And to me, that exactly, that was Herb Cole. His loyalty and devotion to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, basketball, and all the people who are here today who work for him was incredible, really unusual in this day and age. Throughout the years, we maintained our personal relationship. We stayed in contact, always with a great amount of humor, and joking around. We did agitate each other a lot, and it was fun, actually, as a matter of fact. Over most of the last decade, Herb and I would join each other for lunch every Thursday at 11:45 at the Pfister Hotel. Not too long ago, I got wrapped up in something and showed up about 10 minutes late. Herb was sitting at the table, shaking his head and his finger. A lot of you will understand that. "What would Vince say?" Herb said. Vince, of course, was the great Vince Lombardi, who had no tolerance for lateness, but a man that Herb and I had a great deal of respect for. And so, every Thursday at 11:45 a.m., I'll be thinking of Herb and our lunches at the Pfister. I'm going to miss those lunches, and I'm going to treasure them, as I will always treasure all the times we spent together over the past 8 decades. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. What a beautiful example of serendipity. Two boyhood friends, both go on to own professional sports franchises. One becomes the commissioner of Major League Baseball, the other a four-term United States Senator. It's a reminder that we should always try to live our daydreams. And those two gentlemen made my daydreams come true. Herb Cole and Bud Selig. And now representing the Cole family, please welcome Dan Cole. Dan is the son of Alan and Barbara Cole Spiro and Senator Cole's nephew. Dan Cole.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for braving these terrible elements to be here. I'm Dan Cole, Herb's nephew. And I have the honor today of representing the family for a celebration of an incredible life. Over 50 family members spanning four generations are here, coming from all across the country and from Canada and Israel. I know I speak for all of us when I say thank you to all of you for appreciating and cherishing Herb Cole. I'd also like to express our deep appreciation for the outpouring of love, memories, and well wishes since Herb's passing. The hundreds of written tributes and recollections are something our family will forever cherish. There are too many people to mention individually by name, but a very special thank you to Joanne Anton and to Arlene Branca. Joanne and Arlene, thank you for everything you have done for Herb and with Herb all these many years. The Cole family is so very grateful to the two of you. There couldn't be a more fitting sight to honor my uncle than where we are gathered here today. Without Herb's fierce dedication to keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee, this magnificent building wouldn't exist, and NBA basketball might already be gone from this city. When my uncle sold the team almost a decade ago, Herb being Herb, he donated $100 million from his proceeds to the construction of this building. As the facility neared completion, the Bucks suggested honoring Herb with a statue outside the arena. My uncle declined, saying, "I'm just not a statue kind of guy." Thereby giving rise to a perfectly named walkway outside the arena entrance, the Herb Cole Way. The Herb Cole Way was always about staying humble and down to earth. The Herb Cole Way was about being generous and kind. The Herb Cole Way was about living a life full of good deeds and service. The Herb Cole Way was about being the ultimate champion for the city of Milwaukee and for the state of Wisconsin. My uncle was extraordinary and truly one of a kind, and he never forgot where he came from. Herb always remained true to the values that my immigrant grandparents, Max and Mary Cole, instilled in him and his three siblings. Growing up on 51st Boulevard on Milwaukee's west side, Herb, my Uncle Sid, my Aunt Dolores, and my father, Alan, were taught that hard work, honesty, and treating others with kindness and respect were the most important things in life. Herb embodied these values, and he lived out these values all throughout his remarkable life. As the commissioner said, Herb was legendary for knowing each and every Kohl's employee in grocery stores all across the state. He also made it his business to memorize the names of their husbands, wives, and their children. For almost 30 years, the Milwaukee Bucks were my uncle's pride and joy, and often a source of frustration given how competitive Herb was. Upon selling the Bucks, once the team's future in Milwaukee was secured, Herb gave large farewell bonuses to every Bucks employee and to every single Bradley Center worker. Who else would have done that but my amazing uncle? Herb served for 24 years in the ultimate power club as United States Senator, yet he never craved the spotlight, and he never boasted about his significant Senate accomplishments. In the 1970s, my uncle purchased the most beautiful ranch in Wyoming, mostly so he could share it with friends, family members, and sometimes people he had only recently met. As a philanthropist, Herb is probably best known for making the lead donation and having the Kohl Center named after him at his beloved University of Wisconsin in Madison. But his true charitable legacy are all the lives he transformed through Kohl teaching fellowships and Kohl student scholarships. Herb never married, he never had children, but he had multiple families. Everyone who worked at Kohl stores, you were his family. Everyone who worked for the Bucks, you were Herb's family. Everyone who worked for my uncle in the Senate, you were his family too. The Kohl family has always cherished being able to share Herb with so many people he loved and who loved him back, and today is no different. No one ever took more of an interest in people he met at random, particularly children, than my uncle. "I'm Herb," he would say, introducing himself to kids at the Pfister coffee shop or at Ma Fisher's. "What's your name?" Another part of my uncle's secret sauce was his sense of humor and his ability to poke fun of himself at his own expense. "Did I ever tell you about the time I was double bageled?" Herb would repeat to me whenever we spoke about tennis, a shared love of ours, referring to the time he didn't win a game and was hustled out of a tidy sum by a local ringer. If you worked in my uncle's Senate office, you certainly heard his oft-repeated story about Bill Proxmire, another Wisconsin political legend, who my uncle succeeded in office. Early in his first term, Proxmire patted Herb on the back, saying he was a model senator. As my uncle told the story much better than me, he was very flattered by Senator Proxmire's words until he looked up the dictionary definition of the word model, a small replica of the real thing. My uncle was also stubborn and set in his ways. For decades, he wore the same few pairs of pants, his lucky blue or green blazer, a way too thin windbreaker, and his well-worn Bucks baseball caps. It's great seeing my mother wearing one of those today. On his birthday, family members would often buy Herb a sweater or a scarf. Of course, they went into his closet and never came out. Herb remained as sharp as ever right until the very end. In recent phone conversations, Herb and I spoke about the October 7 attacks in Israel, the war in Gaza, and about the upcoming presidential election. When grim conversations like these ended, Herb would often jab me and say, "Dan, thanks as always for cheering me up." For me, Herb was like a second father and a brother, and a best friend rolled into one. When we spoke for the last time, the Friday before his passing, his parting words were, "I love you. I love you too, Herb. I will miss you so. Rest in peace, my dear uncle."
Let's raise those hats one time. Everybody, raise your hats up to Senator Cole, the iconic baseball cap. I would turn around. I used to sit right over there. I'd turn around, and Senator Cole was wearing his baseball cap. So what a wonderful tribute. And speaking of him sitting right over here, one of the great nights happened just a couple of years ago when we had the privilege of awarding Senator Cole an NBA championship ring awarded by Commissioner Adam Silver. It was a fabulous moment, and we'll never forget that. Danny, thank you so much. Let's enjoy another of Herb's musical favorites. This comes from composer Sergei Rachmaninoff. Thank you.